Well, nearly 200 Māori finance, governance and business leaders are gathering in Tauranga Moana for Mana Motuhake Te Tau Māori 2026. We're joined today by Te Puna Tahua Toa spokesperson Ken Munn. Now, the organisation was formerly known as Kaihautū Māori o Aotearoa and is a national not-for-profit network for Māori professionals in finance, governance, commerce and accounting. It was established back in 2004, aiming to support Māori excellence in business and economic development. I thank you for joining us on the program, Ken. Tēnā koe, it's me, Dale, this end, mate. Ngā mihi. Thanks very much. This is important stuff, you know, just encouraging our people to be, you know, more front and centre, I suppose, in decision making. A lot will be working in the wider public arena, but many will no doubt have dibs on and interest in developing Māori aspects to our economy and the like. This year's hui has attracted a record number of attendees. Ken, what does it tell us about the growth and importance of Māori leadership in finance, governance and business, Ken?
Yeah, great pātai. I think the number and the attendees that have turned up from all around the motu today shows there's some real momentum. And we're seeing professionals across accountancy, finance, investment, governance fields wanting to connect, learn from each other and sort of help shape the future of the Māori economy and also our professions. And so I think the other sort of part is original whakapapa and roots was in accounting, but what's encouraging is that we're starting to see our leaders not only being experts in the accounting field, but starting to step further into wider fields. And so we've got leaders from iwi, Māori incorporations, trusts, Māori trusts and Māori business. They're making up the majority of the attendees this week where previously that would have been from our professional services institutions and banks.
Tēnā koe, it's a pretty hot political time for Māori issues. Would the majority of those attending be working for Māori organisations or for want of a better term, mainstream commercial organisations? And how does the fluctuating political landscape regarding Māori rights and input affect the attitude of those who are attending? What's your thinking here for a moment, please, Ken?
Yeah, well, I think part of the answer is sort of what I mentioned before, is that around 40% of the people that have turned up this week are working for iwi post-settlement governance entities, Māori organisations, ahi whenua trusts, and that's been a real shift from what it was previously. And part of the reason for that is, you know, the Māori economy has its own asset base, and we're seeing a desire from those that are in leadership and governance that they want to be employing and growing their own. And so I think a big sort of part of the, doesn't really matter who's the government of the day, and in many ways Māori are just have the asset base to be able to just get on and do the mahi and sort of lead from the front.
Yeah, well, that's encouraging. Hey, the program's focused on embedding Māori practice with business practice. What are some of the key conversations and ideas that have surfaced in that regard?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of what you're hearing in the what we've heard in the past, but it's just reinforcing that Māori values are at the forefront of decision making rather than at the back end. We've also got some wonderful panelists from the creative sector, and so we're looking to draw on their knowledge to understand how, I guess, the aspect of storytelling. So in this world where this technology could help reshape the way that we think and work, one thing that we think Māori can do really well and really own is that concept of storytelling and taking their governance leaders and organisations on the journey with them. And also a big part of the program is just around building those relationships and reconnecting with others that are going through similar challenges and opportunities in their own organisations. So I think going back to the first point, it's around reiterating and focusing on taking a values first values first approach and using business as that economic horse to pull the social cart and create great outcomes for our people.
Tēnā koe, Ken. I hear differing reports about what our Māori contribution to the New Zealand economy is. You know, they talk of the Māori economy. Heck, not so long ago, we were using a figure of $70 billion, but I've got 126 in front of me here, $126 billion. Is this somewhat accurate? It seems hard to put a circle around a particular figure. What's your understanding of the worth of the Māori economy yourself, Ken?
Yeah, nice. Oh, well, I think Burl have sort of led out that research, and they've done it a number of times now, and so they've been able to refine their methodology. So the $126 billion or whatever the figure is, I think that is significant, and the growth is certainly being felt and can be identified. But for me, though, it's actually just the beginning. I think, and that's the momentum and why we've got all these sort of leaders in the room here today, is that there's a real desire and ambition to continue to grow that asset base. And it's not just about increasing the number. We need to think about what that means. A greater economy means we can create more jobs, we can create stronger businesses, more investment into whānau and communities, and greater opportunities for future generations.
Tēnā koe. In business, it seems that commercial entities go out to bat for themselves. It's a very competitive market. When we share societal goals and not just balance sheet profits, would suggest that there's a lot more room in the Māori economy for collaborative approaches into tribal investment or joint ventures. Do you think that this could be an offshoot of getting like-minded Māori in the room together, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. And there'll be so many opportunities for, you know, that cross-collaboration and just little side discussions today, where this is where business is done in the Māori economy. And it's also probably important to call out that we've got a number of non-Māori businesses and partners who are wanting to, they've seen the growth in the Māori economy and they want to partner with Māori business, and they're looking for ways to work with them in terms of capital, capability building and otherwise, and I think we welcome those discussions.
Tēnā koe. There's an old adage that a lot of the deals are struck on the golf course in business. Of course, we've got the hui, but then we've got the whanaungatanga time at a hui like this, sitting around a table or having a couple of beers after all has concluded for the day. Do you think some deals are being struck as we speak?
Yeah, I imagine so. I think when you create a conference like this, there's always businesses and always business meetings and dinners and desserts and things. So yeah, I'd imagine so. But I think one of the key things is just that whakawhanaungatanga time, and creating time to be able to connect with each other has really been front and centre for a lot of the members here.
Yeah, I find it a really interesting gathering of thinkers and, of course, responsible for a pūtea that's collectively owned, if you will. Looking ahead, what opportunities and challenges do you see for the next generation of Māori finance and governance professionals, particularly as technology and artificial intelligence continue to reshape the sector?
Yeah, great pathway, and I think that's front of mind for many of us at the moment, isn't it? I actually see AI as one of our biggest opportunities in the accountancy, finance and sort of governance profession. We often talk about AI replacing jobs, but that's probably not what we're seeing. We're probably viewing AI and technology as more of a partner that will help us to create all of the routine tasks, the somewhat mundane tasks, make that automated, and then frees us up to be able to focus on the more value-add parts and focusing on building a relationship, solving those complex problems, exercising judgment. And also that point that I made earlier around storytelling is really leaning into some of the things that Māori are really good at, is that storytelling. So I think how the opportunity with that disruption of AI is, how do we use that to become better storytellers, to be able to take our organisations, our leaders, our shareholders, shareholder base and owners on the journey with us. And I think part of the challenge is that making sure our rangatahi and tauira, of which we've got a really good number here today, to making sure that they've got access to the skills, technology and mentors that they need to be able to thrive in that future.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Challenging times, as I mentioned, with political uncertainty. Of course, we've got an election later in the year. Fair to assume that our professionals are hoping to steer the ship in the right direction despite political winds, if you will, changing winds. As the saying goes, you know, we're not going anywhere. So what would you say? We just continue to box on, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely. Just going back to the first thing, what I said earlier is just the Māori economy, $126 billion or whatever the number is, but it's just the start. You know, mana motuhake is about having the means and the ability to be able to exercise your own sort of self-determination, and I think we're well on the pathway to do that. And we're seeing a number of those iwi organisations, Ahu Whenua Trusts, PSGEs and the like, to just get on with the mahi. And part of that mahi is obviously working with the government of the day. There's no sort of question about that, but it's encouraging just to see those long-term plans and ambitions just get underway, which, irrespective of whoever the government is that we're provided with come November.
Been good talking with you, Ken. Thanks very much. Encouraging that our peeps are getting together in this way and strategising about how we can grow the Māori economy even more. Kia ora te wātua, te rangatira, and thanks for sharing some thoughts with us today, Ken.
Tēnā koe,
nice. And you too, man. Thanks. Ken Mann, Te Puna Tahua Toa, spokesperson, 200 Māori professionals meeting across the week in Tauranga Moana.